Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, as you think and ponder what the words say to us, that this time would be beneficial for you in your walk with Christ as you seek to come closer and closer to our Lord and Savior. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, Heavenly Father, in the waters of the flood you saved the chosen, and in the wilderness of temptation you protected your Son from sin. Renew us in the gift of baptism. By your holy angels be with us, that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. One of the readings appointed for this day comes from the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter. This is the end of the flood narrative with Noah. God said to Noah and his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal on the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off from the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of the flesh, and the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." The gospel, or the word of the Lord. As we hear this story, I wonder sometimes if the Noah story is almost too familiar that we really don't think as much about it, right? We know the story of Noah's Ark, that there was evil ran amok in the world, and God decided to destroy everything, except he found Noah, who was a righteous person, and came to Noah and said, "Build an ark." And gave Noah the dimensions of the ark, and then he was to take in two of every animal, and then they all went in, they shut the doors, and the rain started, and the earth was destroyed by flood. And then after the waters rescinded, the ark came to a stop, and he sent out a dove, and everyone came down. And this part comes at the end. And I find this part of the story really fascinating because it says something really significant, I think. And it also says something really puzzling. The significant part, I think, is that God makes a covenant with Noah. A covenant is a promise. Now, typically, when a covenant would be made, it's an agreement between two parties. Right? If you agree to sell land, you agree you will have this much land and I will get this much money, right? It's an agreement, and traditions have developed, you know, the handshake or signing of a contract, those kind of things that acknowledge the covenant. But when you read this covenant, it's not like most of the covenants that we think of. Even some of the covenants in the Old Testament, right? The covenant that most of us think about is the covenant God makes with Moses on Mount Sinai when he gives the Ten Commandments. And that covenant is more like what we think. God says here, I will be your God, I will keep you safe, and you will follow my decrees, right? There is something for each part to do. This covenant is kind of a universal covenant. It's a one-directional covenant. God doesn't say, I will not destroy the earth by water, by flood again, if you do X, Y, Z. But God simply says, I will not do this. I will never cut off all living things from being able to exist by water anymore, right? He makes that covenant with Noah. And notice the way he makes the covenant. Most of us think the covenant is between God and humanity, or God and Noah. But no, it's all of humanity. It's all of humanity, Noah, but also all living creatures. It's with all of creation. God promises that he won't destroy his whole creation ever again. And then he makes a sign to remember the covenant. Instead of a handshake or a signed contract, God says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set the bow in the sky. And we interpret that as the rainbow, right? The rainbow is that sign of God's promise to all of creation. Some people think the notion of when it says bow, that word in Hebrew is really kind of related to an archery bow. And if you think about it, the rainbow kind of has that shape of an archery bow that would be. Except notice, when the bow is set in the sky, it's unstrung. It would be like a bow that has no string. So in some ways, it's you know, a bow with a string can be used as a weapon. And God takes what could be a weapon and removes the way you would use it as a weapon to say, here is a sign, here is a remembrance. But the thing that's most puzzling, the thing that I struggle to go, okay, what does this really mean? What does this say? Because most of the time, if I said, why does God put the rainbow in the sky? Why does God put the bow? People would say, for us to remember the covenant, right? If I ask, who did God put the rainbow in the sky for? Most people, I want to say, would say, for humanity. It was a sign for us of God's promise. But if you read the text carefully, listen again to what God says. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, it says, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature. And the water shall never become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of the flesh that is on earth. Notice, this is God saying. God is speaking. And so in some ways, God puts the bow in the sky for God's self. Isn't that puzzling? Think about it. God says, here. The bow is in the sky, so I see it, and I will remember my promise forever. A sense of remembering that mercy, that remembering what God promised to do through of age. I'm not always sure what to do with that, for I find it kind of puzzling. Why would God need to put the bow in the sky for him? Wouldn't God remember? But I think it's that notion, what it says is, it's that reminder that the covenant is God saying to the people, I will watch over you. I will be your God. and that it's God's doing. It's what God has in store. Too often, I think, we think of the covenant and we fall back to, what do I have to do? What is my part in this? How do I live up to my end of the bargain? And in some ways, it reminds us that it's God who makes that covenant, that God who says, I will watch over you. I will not destroy the earth again. I will see it and remember my covenant. God makes that covenant with us as a way for us to know always that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The story of Noah, while we think of it sometimes maybe as a kid's story, is really a story of grace. That even after the punishment, God says, here, let us start over, and I will remember that you are my creation, and I will protect you and watch over you, and I will be your God. And God continues to fulfill his promise to Noah and to all of creation. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty Lord, you are the creator of all, and you have, and everything you have made is good. However, we at times abuse your gift of grace and turn from you. In your great mercy, you have watched over all of creation, and you have made with all of creation a covenant to be with us, to watch over us, that you will be our God and we will be your people. As a reminder of this covenant you made with Noah, you set a bow in the sky so that when the rainbow is seen, it is a reminder to you about your promise to all living things. May we look upon the rainbow and remember your mercy, love, and grace for all of creation. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.